broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? What buenos dias?
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
All right.
No, how long have you been gone?
It's been a while, man.
All right, do it right.
I think my last episode was like a month and a half ago, maybe?
Probably a year ago, right?
Nah.
No, he had one in February.
Oh, he did?
I did, right?
Oh,
yeah, exactly. In February.
I couldn't remember
And
that.
I told you guys, I highly likely I won't be back until after my cruise. And
no, he said, I'll definitely be back next week.
He did say that.
But that was my fault, though, because I was sick.
Oh, that's right. It's your fault.
It was my fault, and then we were off 2 weeks, and then we were just off again.
Man, you know, I got a lot of shit. The last time I went to go see the brothers, I got a lot of shit for not having shows.
Oh, you serious?
Apparently, they're freaking listeners.
Really?
Anyway, start the show.
They like us?
They really like us.
We have listeners?
We do have listeners.
We haven't said that in a while either.
I know. Start the show.
What's happening with this show, man?
Come on.
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
My goodness, man.
I got lost for a minute.
You know.
That's all right.
You looked up a little bit.
I'm like, wait, uh-oh. Is that right?
It's right.
Oh, man. What's up, man? What do you guys been up to in these past few weeks that I've been gone?
Man, just trying to get shit done, bro.
Right.
Trying to get these episodes out. So we won't get fucking bombarded with all kinds of fucking threats.
I know. I thought people had forgotten about us, and then the threats just kept on coming.
Yeah. They don't threaten me.
Oh, no.
I think they don't threaten me because they're like, you know, we can't do that because then he'll be like, fuck this shit. I'm not doing it at all. Then.
I think that's what they think. Yeah. So they walk around on the fucking eggshells and shit because they're like, nah, don't piss them off.
Don't piss them off. Barlow's is one of those that'll fucking hold grudges and shit. He'll go on another cruise.
Fucking cruises.
Bro, I was with the brothers on a Thursday night, and that's the day I edit the show, right? Uh-huh. And I was like, hey, man, I got to go. And they were like, where are you going? Come on, man, this and that. Oh, dude, we're hanging out. I'm like, bro, I got to edit the show. I'm like, yeah, go,
okay,
go,
get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck on.
Why are you even here?
Shit, we better get that episode in the morning, man. Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
You know, I don't know, man. Fucking life just fucking, it gets in the way and shit.
It happens, bro.
That's true, man.
It happens.
Fucking trips and school and mm-hmm. fucking kids. Well, I only have one, but, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, like, I try to keep my daughter in, like, the beginner's folklorico forever. Like, she was the oldest one there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, because it worked for my schedule.
Yeah.
Well, for the podcast schedule. Because it was from 5 to 6.
Yeah.
And the teacher gave me, like,
hey.
I think she's ready for intermediate.
Oh, no.
And intermediate is from 6 to 7.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I don't know.
He sabotages her on purpose.
I like trip her and shit. Look, she can't even walk. I did that for a while, and then I would be like, do you really want to dance that late? And she's like, actually, no. And I'm like, all right. But then eventually it was just kind of like, it was kind of awkward. Like, she had like a lot of younger kids.
Yeah,
and I'm like, it's time for her to move.
Yeah.
Then that consumes my Monday, Wednesday. Well, a little later.
So
whatever.
It's Monday, Wednesday. That's a bad day for
you. Yeah.
Oh,
so I could get here. Like, say if you guys were to start, I can probably be here by like 7:45.
Okay.
You know, but
so now it's Tuesday.
So Tuesdays is when I have nothing for her. So so Tuesday, that's why I've been on Tuesday lately. But
I mean, I can normally do Tuesday too. You know.
All right. Well, that works.
Not a problem.
Well, apparently not. Fucking
not for Shomar. This motherfucker. He messages at fucking 6:30. Hey, fellas, I just left the meeting and I had a lunch date or a dinner date.
I'm like, on a Tuesday?
I'm like, who the fuck? I'm like, dinner date on a Tuesday is kind of sus, man. On a motherfucking Tuesday.
Who the fuck has a lunch date on a Tuesday or a dinner date on a Tuesday?
You know what? But I don't push it past Shomar because Shomar's always been like super, like even with the birthdays. And,
right, right.
Because he has so many godchildren and
grandchildren.
And grandchildren. No,
quinceañeras. <man. laughs> There was a time where it was quinceañera every fucking other month and shit. Like, yeah, dude, no, your sisters and tia and I mean, whatever the fuck, man, they were fucking, huh? Shit.
That was nonstop, man. Fucking rabbits, kids,
fucking
bro.
Little rabbits and shit. Shomar looks like a rabbit, though.
Yeah, but nah, man, we're here, man, and having a good time, and yeah.
Okay, for the listeners, for the people.
The people.
I told these fools, all right, I'll do the fucking show, but I'm not going to drink because I'm still trying to fucking detox. And I was like, do not offer me shit, not even any fucking delicious mezcal. And fucking Jerky was like, as soon as I got here, fucking bottle of mezcal on the table. I'm like, fool. I said no. And don't pour it. Don't give me ice.
No doesn't mean no.
Especially not with extra ice.
I know. I'm like, you want 4 cubes? I'm like, God damn you.
Come on, bro. We all went to college. No doesn't mean no.
Ooh, hey.
What?
Hey, you're teetering.
I'm just saying. You guys remember college, right?
Yeah.
But no meant no.
No, did not mean no.
Hey, stop recording real quick.
Oh man, last episode you probably, since you don't listen to us.
No, of course I didn't listen.
No, we reminisced on a lot of like college stories and shit, man. So that was fun. Yeah. Well, at least it was fun for us. I don't know if the listeners would have enjoyed it. But I think they might.
Why? Because they ain't smart.
They ain't smart.
No, yeah. A lot of our listeners, they started living life early on, you know. So, you know, a lot of them didn't have a choice in that. So
right, but they still partied, right?
Yeah, of course they did. So. Hell yeah, they did.
They can relate.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
College was fucking great.
Yeah.
I'm in college right now. I'm having a great time. going to fraternity parties and sorority parties.
No, you're
fucking
not.
Spring break.
Nope.
Spring break. I know.
I ain't doing that.
I was in spring break, though, on my cruise.
I got to tell you a little quick story, man. So I met one of our pledges, I guess.
Okay.
Like, he's from our chapter, right?
Oh, okay.
And they introduced me to him. And I don't know if he's online right now or he's going to get online or whatever. And they introduced me, and I pretty much said, hey, yeah, man, I pledged a long time ago. And then he says, oh, yeah, I can tell. And he pointed at my beard.
What?
Like, he did his own, like, he touched his own beard.
Oh, I thought he touched your chin.
No,
like.
No.
He's like, I can tell, motherfucker.
He touched his own beard, and I have, like, white hairs on my chin and shit. And I was like, all right, I'll see you next week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, motherfucker, all right. Exactly. You want to fuck around?
Taking shots.
But what can you do to them now, man?
That's the thing. I don't know, man. Don't know.
He's going to go. He's going to take his cell phone away.
Fucking hazing.
No, my cell phone. He's going to end up killing you, bro.
You can't do shit nowadays, man. Dude, you can't touch these kids.
Can't do anything,
man.
Bro.
Fuck, man.
What? I know we can't talk about it, but what the fuck will they do now?
I don't know. I've heard some fraternities pledge online, bro.
Oh my!
Like fucking Zoom version.
Fucking remote pledging.
Yeah, it's fucking
holy
terrible,
shit.
Bro. There's no fucking thing that you can do to learn. You can't learn anything online, right? Like, if you're at home and you're pledging for a fraternity,
yeah.
One-on-one contact. That's the only way to learn.
Yeah, I mean.
Right. No, it cheapens the experience.
It
like,
sure does.
Yeah, you don't feel that same connection with the people that you're pledging with,
mm-hmm.
with the brothers that you're going to be fucking friends with, you know, hopefully for throughout your college career and, you know, maybe beyond. I think that's what this fraternity, you know, ours did, where it pushed that, and that's why we're still friends with a lot of people. I mean, you know, obviously the four of us, you know, fuck, we're going on 22 plus years and shit.
Yeah, that's right. Because the whole point is to make you believe that, hey, we're here for you.
Right, exactly.
And we're going to go through all kinds of shit together, and we're always going to, you know, make sure that we look out for you, right?
Yeah.
And you can't do that online.
Yeah, I know. By the way, we're at 25 plus.
Is it 25?
25 years.
25
Holy
plus.
Shit.
Because I pledged in 2000.
I pledged in 01.
Yeah.
God damn. I was like 5 years old when I pledged, huh?
Little ass kid.
My name is Barnes. I'm advanced.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know, man. I think it kind of, it'll hopefully, I haven't been around for a long time, but hopefully it doesn't, it's not all like the brotherhood and all that shit is all fucking cheap now. Like,
it probably is.
I really don't know, because I haven't, we don't pledge anymore, right?
Right.
It's just, we're disconnected from that part of the fraternity life.
So but when you go to like reunions and things like that, though, I think you see a lot of the brothers, the old brothers, and you're like, and you reminisce with them. You remember, yeah. Oh, hey, yeah. You know, so and so, this and that.
Yeah.
Or you run into them, you know, in random fucking places, and you fucking, you make it a point to at least say hello and greet each other and shit.
Yeah. Because for sure, like, when you see the old brothers, you know they went through the same shit you went through, right? Yeah. So you have that bond. But yeah. If you see a younger brother, it's a little harder to connect with them because they.
Right.
We're not the same. The generations are different now.
Yeah. Can you believe they made me study for 3 hours? What the fuck?
Study what? my school, my classes.
Fucking statistics, bro.
Like, what the fuck?
Bruh. Get the fuck out of here, unk.
Get out of here, little biatch.
Nah, we got to find ways to connect with these kids. That way we can be the mentors, the, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
The godfathers to their little children one day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, fuck that.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Talking about a drink.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
Like, oh.
So the fuck? It's not a beverage.
Yeah, it's not a beverage.
Fuck.
No one says stiff drink and not meaning fucking alcohol.
Who says that?
Fucking chili.
Apparently chili does.
Why'd you call her out on it? On the chat? She was trying to keep that private.
Cause I'm fucking like, dude, what the fuck?
Oh, you actually said that? I didn't get a chance to follow up.
Come on, you're missing the comedy.
Oh my god!
Holy shit!
That's when I said, "Fucking." So you mean you're asking? You mean you want a dick? You want a penis?
I don't think that's what you mean when you want a stiff drink. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. No.
But she probably did mean that.
I don't know. Or a stiff pussy. I don't know. I don't know what the hell she wanted, bro.
A stiffy.
And then Victorious puts up the picture and she doesn't say anything. She just says, LOL, Victorious. And then I'm like, so.
Oh, no, that was Mickey that put it up, not me.
Oh, yeah. So you really wanted a penis.
You know, I'm starting to think that it's not a good idea to have a group chat with guys and girls on the same chat.
Why?
I mean, come on. Things like this happen all the time.
But the girls say worse things.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
They have their own fucking chat where I'm sure they're fucking saying a bunch of shit.
I don't think so, man.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, you want to see Barlos's three freckles?
The spotted dick?
The spotted dick.
Spotted dick. No, only my ex-girlfriends would have that chat room, and I'm sure it wasn't that good. For them to be like, we're looking at a spotted dick chat room for Barlow's.
Hey, have you guys ever, like, met anybody or were able, what's that stupid website where they talk shit about guys?
Don't date him girl.com or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Like, have you guys had somebody look to see if you're on there?
I have, bro.
You have?
No, I'm not on there, but I've never found anyone I know.
They're like 11 years
old. Wait, why the fuck were you looking?
I wanted to make sure I wasn't on it.
Imagine 11-year-old Jericho, bro. Yeah. You're a fucking dick.
That's hilarious. If you ever meet this guy, like, too bad he's been married for 12 years. 13 years now.
Shit, man.
You know, I've never had anybody tell me that they've checked if I was on there. I mean, I wouldn't be. I'm not a jerk.
Is that website still up?
I have no idea.
We should check if Barlos is on it.
Yeah, let's look it up and bring it back up at the end of the show.
You know who could check for us? Probably Noelia.
Yeah.
I think Noelia could check.
Yeah.
What happened to Noelia? We haven't had her or anybody on for a while.
That is true. That's maybe because we can't coordinate ourselves.
I know.
Let's get the fellas here first.
I know. Well, fuck. I mean, f- Fuck. What do you want from me?
Don't be upset.
Shit. Have a life.
We have a life. I'm
sure you do.
Yeah, man. I just got back from my fucking, my annual 7-day cruise with my daughter.
With annual. All right. How'd that go?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. We were on the Norwegian Bliss.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, that's what I call it.
Very nice.
Yeah. With a spotted dick.
What'd you think of Norwegian?
You know what? I'm not a huge fan of Norwegian. I think their boats they don't give you that wow factor. Mm.
They're kind of dated in a sense, or what do you mean?
I think this boat is kind of dated. You know what? The reason is I think this boat was a huge downgrade for us. Because last year we went on the MSC World America, mm-hmm. and that ship was new. So we were the first passengers on that fucking ship. And we had to leave out of Miami. Mm. And that ship, I don't know if you guys remember, but I showed you guys, I had like a fucking boardwalk.
Yeah.
Huge fucking chandelier, fucking stadium, or basically a theater inside, a speakeasy inside. It was fucking, it was amazing. So when I got in this one, I was like Joe Pesci character. What the fuck is this shit? What is this fucking piece of shit?
Were there any positives from that ship?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, besides that, besides the aesthetics, everything else was fucking fun. We had a great time. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was great. Awesome. Great time. I did get sick one day.
No.
Yeah.
Your stomach.
Yeah, my stomach. Oh, and boy. Then I think I had an allergic reaction to something I ate. I've never had an issue with anything that I eat. Never. By the way, never have issues with anything I eat.
wink, wink.
wink.
So, boys, if you're listening. Well,
I mean, except for that. Maybe that's why. No, maybe that's why I had an allergic reaction.
International waters, man. It's all right.
Hey, what happens in international waters stays in international waters. But I had an allergic reaction. So it was like a 24-hour fucking thing. And then by the next day, I was better. So
okay.
We got off the ship in Puerto Vallarta, and I was like hoping that I was gonna be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So my daughter wanted oysters.
Oh.
So we fucking ordered oysters, and I was like, oh, I don't know. So I ended up eating like four of them, and I was like, all right. Like 30 minutes later, I'm like, all right,
To go, good to go. Yeah,
I'm good. Hell yeah! And then the rest of the trip was fucking great.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you guys did the Cabo. We Puerto did Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta and Mazatlan.
Mazatlan.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Dude, we had the best fucking oysters on the beach in Mazatlan and then in Cabo. Fucking Cabo topped them.
What are we talking? What do they have like that? They add stuff to the oysters?
They put the little hot sauce. The little the Worcestershire sauce? No, not Worcestershire.
It's some kind of dark sauce.
Yeah,
right?
salsa maggi.
Probably some that shit. Maggi like maybe, that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So we had that shit. Oh my god, bro! They were fucking delicious. Fucking delicious.
Really?
We got a dozen oysters.
How many did you eat?
Fuck, like six of them.
So half. So half.
I know. I hated it. I wanted more. $20, bro.
$20 for 12.
For 12.
That's not bad.
And they're fucking delicious. And then we had some that I've never had before. They call them chocolates something. They look like clams.
Uh-huh.
And they're fucking, they were better than the fucking oysters.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Never heard of them.
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
Chocolate something delicious. These are harder to swallow. You kind of have to chew them a little bit. But I don't mind that shit.
Because they're dark, probably, no?
They're a little thicker. Yeah, no, they have like a red area too.
A little bit bigger.
Yeah,
little
yeah.
Little
bigger. The dark ones typically are.
Yeah, yeah.
Did
yeah.
they have a vein or?
They're a little veiny.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when you ate it, it kind of squirted in your mouth a little.
Okay.
But you know, but it was good.
It was good.
It didn't taste like bleach or anything.
But it topped the oyster.
That's, yeah, it did. It did. Man. And then we had the same ones in Cabo, and those were like about maybe almost twice as big. So we had six of those for $18, and they were fucking amazing. I was like, we went to the office.
The office.
And then I was like, bro, I don't give a fuck about this food. I really would just want to go back out and go get the oysters. So I was like, as soon as we're done here, we're gonna get some oysters. But when I got back, they were fucking gone already.
I left, bro.
I wanted more. Like, if we had more time in Cabo, I'm like, I could chill here the whole fucking day with these guys. No homo. and eat these fucking oysters and chocolates. Damn.
Wow.
But it was great. It was a good time.
Do you guys sneak alcohol on the ship, or is that like a thing that people don't do anymore?
Aria's uncle snuck in a bottle of tequila. He did the, I don't know if you guys seen it, where you buy a kit for a wine bottle.
Uh-huh. Wait, what?
Yeah, you buy a wine bottle kit, and mm-hmm. then you fucking pour in your tequila, and then you have like a one of those air warmers or air fucking...
To seal it.
What?
Yeah, you put the cork in it, and then you seal that shit, and it looks fucking totally legit.
Because you can bring in wine bottles.
You can take you can take up to two.
Two, yeah. Right?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, you can take up to two.
That's awesome.
So we took that bottle to Puerto Vallarta when we got off the ship, and that's what we drank at the restaurants that we were at.
Wait, wine bottle full of what?
Tequila.
At a restaurant.
Yeah.
And they had no idea you were drinking tequila.
No, they didn't give a shit. At the restaurant, they don't care.
Okay.
No, at the restaurant, they didn't care. They don't care.
It's still insane.
Yeah. We had the fucking drinking package on the ship.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, so we took full advantage of that shit, bro.
That's insane. You didn't get, like, banned this time?
No, this one has unlimited. Okay. like true unlimited. Like, yeah, like, you don't get banned.
Tell us the story. Why were you banned the other time?
I know, we were trying to figure it out last week.
So, the last time I got banned, because apparently it's unlimited, but you're limited to 15 drinks.
Oh, 15.
Yeah. We said 50.
No, not 50. Not
we're
50.
Like, what a fucking animal.
No. Because I was ordering shots for this girl, that girl, that girl. I was like, hey, I got you.
We're like 50. We said 50. We said 50.
Nah, 15. So I guess I ordered shots around one in the morning. And they charged me one drink per fucking shot. So that added up to my fucking 15. So when in the next day, it was like maybe 1 p.m. So the time hadn't fucking adjusted or some bullshit.
Right.
So like, sir, you're cut off. I'm like, what the fuck? What do you mean I'm cut off? like it's the next day. I was fucking shocked. Like, man.
Wow.
So you had to wait, what, like another 24 hours? Or
I think I had my time wrong. I think we were still there. I don't know. Maybe it's 24 hours. Yeah.
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 That's crazy.
Yeah. But I'm yet to go to a cruise.
Bro, you haven't done a cruise. I've never done a cruise.
And I'll probably have to do one before.
You have to, bro.
The year ends. But I'm not really sold on cruises just yet.
Because the thing is, like, when you're on the ship, it's like if it's a moving city.
I see.
Pretty much it's a moving city. If you like gambling, if you like drinking, you like
watching comedy shows,
restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, man, I even went on stage for a comedy show, I remember.
Wait.
Oh, they took you on
stage?
Yeah,
they called me up.
How? Like, were you like?
They
comedian?
Asked for a volunteer. Oh, I didn't like.
Like, I thought you were.
I
didn't
have my own show or anything.
Open mic night.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, no, it was cool because it was kind of like the, what was that show that Drew Carey had?
Whose line is it?
Who's
anyway?
Like, yeah. Whose line is it anyway? Right,
that's
like,
just still on. You know,
is it?
Are you really? Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Wow,
it's a black girl. I don't know who she is, but
she's cute.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, and then just. I think the three same fucking guys are on it, right?
Are you serious? Probably. And she's the host, or she's the one asking questions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, so it was hilarious. Yeah, it was cool. Like, the guy was like a comedian or whatever, and he was like telling a story, and I had to do the sound effects.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think that's where I got the joke. I don't know if you guys remember, but I had to use for the corduroy pants, like the noise that it makes, because he was like, yeah, as I make my way to a helicopter, and I'm like, it's like, dude, it sounds like I'm wearing corduroy pants. No, but it was a good time, and people laughed, and then after, like, during when people would see me on the ship, they're like, oh my god, it was like funny and whatever.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that was cool.
Oh man,
and it's cool because you end up seeing the same people.
Yeah,
like, you know, the rest of the fucking trip that you're there, you meet people, you hang out with them. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
nice.
So it's neat, man. The only thing that I don't know, you might feel different. Sometimes I feel like if you go somewhere you really like when you dock, like sometimes it doesn't feel like it's enough time because then you have to go and do, and then you have to rush back to the boat.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're like those fucking people that are running to the boat,
right.
But they're like whoa, like. And then people are like recording you and shit. Hurry up! Run! Yeah.
We felt like that in Cabo.
Yeah.
Because in Cabo, we only had until 2 o'clock to be there. And we got off the ship at 10. So by the time we got to the land, because in Cabo, the ship doesn't actually dock where you can get off and walk. You have to do a little tender.
There you go, yeah. Tender.
Oh. Tender. So you have to get a little boat, and they'll take you to the land, and that's how they do it. So by the time we got to the office, and we got those fucking oysters, we were like limited.
Fuck.
Yeah. But so I'm like, I wish we had more time in Cabo than Mazatlan. I didn't like Mazatlan that much.
Yeah, it's all right.
And it's like, 70% of their hotels are still being fucking built.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's what it looked like.
Cabo.
No, Mazatlan.
Oh, Mazatlan. Sorry, yeah. I'm still like in Cabo right now. Right. In my head.
Yeah, and so that's the thing. But if you've been there before, you know the spots to hit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like,
Cabo's not that big.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Where it's like, man, this place had like really good fish tacos. This place had good beer. This place whatever.
Shows titties. All the girls all naked. the deck.
But on the plus side, though. If you ever go back, you know where to go, right? Like, let's just say if you go straight to Cabo, now you'll have a great time.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I mean, I think all three of us have been in Cabo before, so we know.
Yeah.
We've been to the all-inclusives, and we've been to the fucking nightlife there, too.
Yeah. Go to Mango Deck, go to the...
Oh, that's what I was talking about with the titties.
Yeah. You know that there's a camera right there that you can go and see it right now.
Yeah.
What's going on. What do you call that? A live stream?
That's true. I think you showed it to us.
Yeah, so if you want to see some titties, just go online and look for that. Mango Deck from Cabo.
Or just go to Pornhub.
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
At the Fellas.
All right, fellas. So I got this question from TikTok. So if you guys are like, oh, I heard that shit already. Don't come for us. Man, fuck you. All right. So would you press a button for $1 million if you knew somebody had to die in order for you to get it?
Who's the somebody?
You don't know.
You don't know.
But somebody's going to die.
Would it be like in a different country than you live in?
There's really no specifics. It's just like, you know what? Fuck it. I want $1 million. You press random fucking people die all the time.
And it could be anyone. It could be someone in your family.
But that's the thing.
Right.
You don't know that. Like what if it's just like, hey, your fucking Theo just randomly fucking died around 4 p.m. Well, guess who became a millionaire at 4 p.m.? Like, shit.
Like, I didn't like him anyways.
That's okay. Right. I said, fuck it. I'm going to press this shit again.
That's tough.
Man. Oh, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, because I'm like, for me, it'll be my brother. God, what the fuck? I'm tripping out. My daughter, obviously. Like,
Wait, whoa.
We're not saying it's going to be family.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
But it could be.
Yeah.
It could be 1 in 4 billion, right?
Yeah. Like, you don't know.
Nah, it could be set up where it's going to be someone like an immediate family.
Say you sell this motherfucker.
You never know.
It's a big gamble.
Right. Because this is a situation that's presented to you without you ever seeing it, right? Like, this.
Right.
It's not like if it happens every day, right?
Right.
Oh boy, yeah, I can't.
It's like Squid Games.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You know, the guy shows up, he's playing a game on the floor, and you're like, "What is that game, buddy?" And he's like, "Yeah, he happens to be a ninja." You're like, "Oh, it's a game. You know, you gotta flip it. If you flip it, you know, you win this much money." And then he tells you, "Well, hey, you won that. Hey, you want to press this button for $1 million?"
Damn.
Hell no.
So let's say you do press the button. And nobody that you know dies. Like, you're just, you kind of wait it out and just like, all right.
Okay.
Nobody died. Would you press it again?
Wait, what?
Oh, he's like, oh.
Like if you press it, you can press it as many times as you want.
Oh, no.
Like, or if, would you be like, all right, like, I think we're good, and be like, all right, I'm done.
I'm gonna press it like 5 times.
You'd be like, fuck it. Pop, pop, pop.
Come on, Shomar.
Come on, Shomar. He's like, Shomar?
Hey, you feel alive?
Damn.
He picks up. He's like, what's up, brother?
Damn.
How can I help you?
Stay on the line real quick.
I know.
He's like, pop, like, pop, 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 pop.
Shomar? Yeah, man, what's up? God damn it. That's a fucking that's a good one, man. But
yeah. It's just it's too much of a gamble, bro. Yeah. I don't know if I would go for it.
Yeah. My family's not that big, so it'd be pretty hard for it to probably hit one of mine, but still, you never fucking know.
Yeah,
you never know, man.
But if I hit it that one time and I was like, all right, like nothing happened.
It was somebody in India.
Yeah, like I don't think I would risk doing it again.
Really?
Nope. I think I would be like man.
No, I think that adrenaline will fucking get me. You think you know what? Fuck it, let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
Is there any chance that it could be you?
No.
Imagine. I mean, come on.
You press your button and you fucking die.
Right.
What the fuck?
You're a person?
Who gets $1 million now?
That'd be fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Okay. What if it was $10
million? $10
million. $10
million. That's a little easier.
To do it?
Yes. I would absolutely.
You would do it.
Yeah. $1 million and you.
$1 million now is nothing. You can't even buy a fucking house.
A million ain't shit.
Yeah.
But it could get you started.
I don't want to get started.
I know.
I want to buy a house.
You want the shortcut. I get it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
this house cost me 2 lives.
I remember I used to think of things as like Jumbo Jacks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now it's lives. Right. Holy fuck, bro. Shit,
that's man. How bad it is, bro.
Yeah, man.
God damn. 10 million. Yeah. I would do it.
You would do it?
I think it'll be easier.
Yeah.
God.
Gotta do it. You gotta do it.
I know
you
at least once.
Well, I mean, people die every day, bro.
Yeah.
And they didn't say where they were going to die, who was going to die.
Can they die like randomly, not like drop dead as soon as you press the button?
Like an aneurysm.
Okay.
Aneurysm is the best way to go.
Probably. But they have to go.
I understand they're going to go anyway.
Right? Because, well, if they have an aneurysm, they'll die? Like, no, that's when they go into like comas and shit.
You can die with an aneurysm.
You can die with it,
yeah.
But you're not guaranteed to die.
Sometimes, no.
Not if you get medical attention really quickly.
Yeah. Not if it's a baby aneurysm.
Right.
God damn.
Yeah, there's babies and then there's toddlers.
You know who I would want to die if I push the button?
Who?
It's like those people that go into like the desert to climb mountains and shit.
Oh, and they get stuck and then they have to cut their hands off?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing in the desert?
I know.
Dude?
Right. God.
Or the ones that do like... shark cage diving and shit.
You want to die.
Yeah.
You want to die. Yeah. So, like, you know what? If I push the button, it got
to
be one of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, it has to be.
It has to.
Or deep sea fishing.
Come on.
Come on.
Who wants? Come on.
What the fuck?
What if they told you, okay, you can pick the country.
Oh.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh.
So, would you guys...
How much? $1,000? All right. China. Zimbabwe.
This would win him. He'd eliminate China.
Fuck. Keep pushing him.
I hit that shit 1 billion times.
population of 2.
God damn. Hey, that's racist.
What?
Why China?
I don't know.
I would choose like North Korea.
Yeah. Well, you're right, because I don't like North Korean food. I like Chinese food.
Have you ever had North Korean food?
Of course not.
Okay. Okay. I don't think none of us have had North Korean food.
I'm pretty sure I know why. Because they don't have good food. If it would have been that good, it would have made its way over here.
Yeah.
Well, they're also a country that's cut off, right?
That's true.
But you guys don't think it would eventually like kind of catch up a little bit? Like, it's like, man, I'm like killing people for money.
Well, how long are you going to do it?
Dude, if you don't know the people, I think you would just keep going. You'd be like, I want another $10 million. Why not?
Well, in China, you can still make a lot of money.
What if they told you they were red hat wearers?
Oh.
I think they'd probably make it easier.
Hell yeah.
For a lot of people.
Like what? Can I get an automatic button?
It's like,
can I put in 1,000 people at the same time?
Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
But no, I saw that shit and I was just like, man, that shit is interesting because it's, well, especially the first way like we posed it because you don't know who the fuck is going to die, you know?
Yeah, that's okay.
I think 10 million would be like, fuck it, let's just do it.
Yeah, 50 mil, I wouldn't even think about it. Like, fuck it. It'll help me with my sorrows. Somebody I know.
terrible.
Yo, what up, guys? This is Alfred Robles, and you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas, I got another one, man. You guys know what Tourette's is, right?
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
No.
No?
Yes.
So my...
What's up, man?
What's up, man? So my question is, hey, why don't fucking people with Tourette's ever say nice things?
That's true.
Wouldn't that be nice, like, if like all the random shit that were gonna come out of their fucking mouths were like nice compliments?
That's a good question.
You're a beautiful man.
And they just keep saying that?
Yeah.
Hey, fucking,
you're a beautiful man.
Nice shirt.
That's a nice shirt.
Fuck.
Nice shirt. Hey, your toes are pretty.
Pretty toes.
Pretty toes.
That'll be cool, right?
Yeah, because it's always like the bad. Well, at least that's how they portray them. I don't know anybody with Tourette's, but that's how they portray them.
Isn't there a Tourette's fucking show? Some girl that has Tourette's?
No, I don't know about that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I think I've seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Wow, that's progressive.
I mean, I haven't seen the show, but I've seen like a mention of it.
Is it a sitcom or reality show?
No, reality show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And she says shit like "eat my cunt."
Yeah, like shit like that. eat my cunt. Suck my pussy.
Wait. Like, so why do you think they have the urge to say things like that, though? Like, is it their deepest, darkest fucking secrets or whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they go. I haven't done the research, obviously. But I don't know why they go and they. What's the fucking word? Like, they go toward like bad words.
Yeah, they go fucking from 0 to 100, and it's like either racist or it's fucking like vulgar.
But you're right. It could go from like something that they like, right?
Yeah.
Like pineapple, and they just keep screaming pineapple. But it's never like that.
No.
It's always some weird fucking
pineapple in my asshole. Okay, you know? Yeah.
Put it in my ass.
Suck my dick.
I don't know. That shit sounds fun, bro. Could you guys be friends with somebody like that?
Hell no. You guys should pretend. Like, you guys go on cruises, right? And you'll never ever see those people again. You guys should go just walk around the boardwalk.
Fuck you, bitch.
Just say the most random shit. And then have a little card that says, I have Tourette's. And then you could just pass out that card with your phone number.
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
I think it'd be funny for like 5 minutes. And then after that, it'd be like five.
Man, they need to get rid of this motherfucker. They need to throw his ass overboard.
All right, we'll switch it up then. You should actually say the positive things, but in the Tourette style. And then maybe they'll like you. And then maybe you'll be like the best person on the fucking boat.
That's true.
Since you said it's like a community.
Oh, here's the guy with all the compliments. call him Compliment Joe.
He'd be like, hey, nice titties.
Oh, thank you.
Shit. But no, I was thinking about that shit. I was like, man, like why don't they ever like portray them like saying like nice things? Wow. It's always like fucking suck my dick and jack me off or whatever.
I wonder if there are like nice Tourette's, but they don't call it Tourette's. They call it some other shit.
Yeah.
And why do they call it Tourette's? Where does Tourette's come from?
I have no idea.
What language is that?
No idea.
You know?
No research, bro. I don't know.
Horrible.
No.
So, you know, that reminds me of those people that go and they get dental work done and they're all fucked up on the anesthesia. And they're like fucking like saying the stupidest shit. Like the one girl that went viral, BBC, BBC, Big Black Cock. Yeah. And she's like this young fucking white girl and the mom's there. I want that BBC, BBC.
What the fuck?
Did the mom know what it was?
Of course.
Wow, well, the girl said it. She said it. She's like, big black cock. They're like, shut up. They're trying to cover her mouth. So, you know, I don't know, you know, why, you know, I think it has to do some, you know, the kind of the same situation. It's like, okay, why the fuck do you, you know, why does that come up?
That's the same reason why I didn't want anesthesia when I had the colonoscopy,
that's what I was going to say. I'm like, fuck, I was fucking terrified. I'm like, I'll be out there yelling BBC and shit.
BBC! It was two bookers.
But you know what? When I went for my colonoscopy.
Oh, you got one done?
Yeah, I got
Shut
one done
fuck up.
in January.
No.
And yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but
is that just part of the show?
No. So I'm serious.
No way.
I got it done. Yeah,
did you talk about it on the show already?
Nah, well, I didn't. Because we didn't have a show. No, and the guy's like, see you in 10 years, right? Like, yeah. But.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. It was a positive outcome. And
are you still straight?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Straight as they come. No, and I told the guy, right, because I remember what you said that you didn't get put under or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I told them, and they laughed at me.
No way.
They're like, no, you have to get put under.
No, you don't.
And I was like, but my friend, they're like, fuck your friend, right?
And they
said, BBC.
They gave me the drugs.
Yeah, they gave me the fucking drugs. And I was just like, man, this shit ain't even kicking in. I'm like watching the little TV. And I swore I was going to watch the whole procedure. And then
I knocked
the fuck out.
They laughed at you.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, my friend told me that I didn't have to go under.
You don't. You don't have to go under. Like in Europe, nobody goes under in Europe unless you really, really need it.
Yeah. But you know what? My ass didn't hurt. I didn't feel anything.
Of course not.
I didn't have my fucking doctor was Asian. But
he went through your pee hole.
I know. Right? I was like, man, my penis hurts. No, and it was quick, and then when I woke up, like I'm like, man, how long have I been in recovery? And they said that I had only been there like 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So I woke up pretty quickly, and I'm like, man, I don't feel shit. Like I feel normal. Like
you weren't groggy or anything.
No, I wasn't groggy or anything. Okay.
But they still needed to pick you up.
Yeah, right? My dad was there.
Okay.
To drive me, but I'm like, man, I could have fucking driven, but whatever.
Yeah.
But no, and
did your dad ask you how was your sex change operation?
Did he ask you?
No, fucking. He had judgment in his eyes.
Did he ask you to sign any paperwork?
No,
because they tell you like don't sign any paperwork for 24 hours.
Yeah, that was on the thing.
Yeah,
he said don't suck anybody's dick. My regret it.
Even if they're nice.
That's the main thing.
Yes, sir.
Shit. So you got that shit done,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, we got it done. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. And the whole thing, like the night before, I followed the rules, so it didn't take me fucking 12 hours to do the thing like Jericho. I think I did it in like 6 hours.
Okay.
Because where it was like every 15 minutes or whatever, you do like the drink or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you're just fucking pissing out of your ass.
Okay.
Really? See, mine wasn't so bad. Like,
really?
I really felt like I couldn't even go until like very, very late in the night. And then I was just going normal. And then it just all of a sudden it was like yellow in the morning. And it was I was ready to go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but at night I was still kind of like pissing color or like brown or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I went from I think like 7 to 12 to midnight maybe. Mm-hmm. I forgot how long it was, but I did that and it was just like till it was like fucking clear. And
I guess it's good because it cleans your fucking your intestines out, right?
Like I felt good, man. And the thing is, the part that I was like, man, I'm gonna be fucking starving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You like weren't.
And I wasn't.
Right.
I wasn't even fucking hungry. Like, my wife, like, she bought all kinds of shit because they say you can eat, like, broth and shit like that. I go, that shit made my fucking stomach hurt. I'm like, I don't want that shit.
Oh, shit.
And I went, like, almost a day and a half without eating. And I was fine.
You were fasting, bro.
Yeah.
They say the body is, recovers when it fasts.
Right. So. I've seen that. I think I want to try that one day. Like, whereas like a weekend, I don't have shit to do and just fucking fast for a whole weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't bad, man. I'm glad I did. But then, you know what? Later I found out that, of course, I did no research. I thought the whole colon thing was the same like as the prostate. But no, the prostate is separate.
Yeah.
So now I got to get somebody's fingers in my booty. I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay, man? I haven't done that.
Yeah.
So I'm
is that the way they do it? The fucking finger?
Well, I think still do they now? Still do that or they do something different, Jerry?
So I have no idea. I've never gotten it.
So I did a physical about a month and a half ago and they had me do a stool sample.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And like, isn't that part of the
I've done that one.
I've done that one, yeah. But I've done the mail-in one.
Yes.
I had to take it home and then morning.
How much shit did you give them?
You know what? I was like, my biggest worry was that I was going to shit diarrhea.
Right.
Because I was thinking about it all fucking day and then all night. And then in the morning, I shit and I was like, oh, that was like a perfect piece of shit. I'm like, what the fuck? I haven't seen that in years, man. I guess my body was like, okay, we'll give them a good piece of shit. That way you ain't worried and they're not worried when they see it.
Yeah. So you guys were in it together.
Yeah, I feel like I wanted to keep it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, bro, where has this piece of shit been?
Yeah, that shit was this. It was kind of weird, man. Because for Kaiser, they give you like this little sample fucking stick that you got to like rub it on the
toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Not on your ass.
Yeah, I didn't send a fucking, like a fucking 7-inch log or anything.
Yeah, mine was a fucking, like a piss cup.
Really? You filled it?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's probably.
Well, they give you a thing that covers the toilet seat.
Oh.
And then you shit in the toilet seat.
Oh.
And then you kind of scoop it up with a cup.
What the
And then
fuck?
I had to clean the side of the cup because obviously I got some shit on it.
Holy fuck.
Ours was probably like a Q-tip, but it was really tiny.
Right, like a little stick. Just kind of.
They tell you to wipe your ass and then just barely get any shit in it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, just a little bit of shit.
What are they doing with my shit? Because she was like, oh, make sure it's a good amount. Because if it's not a good amount, you're going to have to do it again. And wow. I was like, God damn.
They're fucking cloning you, bro.
Shit. And they got pissed. Because I did a piss test the day before.
Oh, really?
God.
Have you guys ever been like piss shy when you have to give piss?
Man. No, you know what? I'm actually more surprised when it comes out. I was like, oh, shit, I just took a piss. Then you go, and I'm like, oh, shit, it's coming out.
Yeah. Dude, this last time, I still owe them fucking piss.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, because I was like, man, and I struggled. And it was this black girl. She was cute with a big ass. And she was like.
They're like, sir, we needed a urine sample, not a.
Semen sample.
Oh.
Those are for your records. And then I drank some water and I was like pacing back and forth. I probably went to the bathroom maybe about four times, like trying to do it. Yeah. And I was just like, I told them, I was just like, you know what? It's not going to happen. They sent me home with
and
the.
They're like, I'm sure that's not the first time you said it.
Yeah. They fucking sent me home with the cub. I lost the cub. Yeah, so I still owe them piss and shit.
Yeah, bro.
Well, I still need to schedule my recto exam.
Do it.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, after Jericho, well, the colonoscopy, after he talked about it, I was like, all right, I think
like
I
if Jericho could do it.
Yeah,
without anesthesia.
No anesthesia. Yeah.
I can do it.
Dude, but they fucking laughed at me, Jericho. I told them, I'm like, man, but my friend, they said, it's not going to happen.
Wait, you went to Kaiser?
Yeah, and I went through Kaiser.
I went to Kaiser, man.
Yeah, we went to a different Kaiser.
That's hilarious. They're probably laughing at Jericho.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They were great, man. I'm telling you, there were three women. And one of them was rubbing my back the whole time, and it was fucking awesome.
Dude, well, when I fell asleep, there was a little Asian woman holding my hand. Uh-huh.
Holding your hand?
Yeah, yeah, and she's like, it's going to be okay. I'm like, fuck! I'm like trying to keep my eyes open, man.
Your sex change operation is going to go smoothly, and then you're passing out. What? No!
Like, no!
No!
Imagine waking up a fucking woman. What the fuck?
Fucking shit.
Yeah, nah. It was, man, 10 out of 10, though. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
Hey, fellas, we got a listener question.
What's up, man?
That's not what you say.
No?
No, it's this guy.
We got what?
Oh, he said what?
What? We ain't got no listeners.
No,
man.
We do. We have lots of listeners, man.
We still do.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, we have a whole room full of brothers over there. So
fuck.
They listen. All right. So they asked this. If you ever get stuck in a day of your past. If you get stuck in a day of your past for a year, like Groundhog Day. Yeah. Okay. Remember Groundhog Day? Yeah. Where you replay the day over and over again, which one would it be? What day was your favorite day that you would just fucking do over and over and over again?
Fuck.
Man. There's got to be a day that you just...
I mean, it has to be a day when I'm like fucking, like all fucking day, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would choose that. I mean, I have plenty of women to choose from, so...
Well, not necessarily would you have a day that you're just fucking every single day, but you're stuck. You got to remember this. You're stuck.
It's going to be the same day.
Same day, over and over again.
Yeah, and I'm fucking for like 5 hours. And
that girl is going to keep coming over.
And it's the same girl.
And it's the same girl.
Yeah. All right. Then eventually I get tired of her, right?
Because I remember.
Oh, you remember.
Yeah. You remember.
It's like Groundhog Day.
And she doesn't do anything different unless you force her to.
Yeah. You're like, you know what? Let's not have sex today. What do you mean?
Huh. It's a whole 24 hours.
God damn.
That's tough.
It's got to be tough. There's got to be a day that you just... Come on,
but the outcome never changes, right? Like it's just
well, you can shape it to have a different outcome, but
it'll change the way your life turns out at the end when you go back.
But the thing is, you never know when the last day is,
right?
But eventually,
life will go on.
Okay,
but you never know when that's gonna happen.
Shit,
you know what? I would go back to the day when AMC was going crazy.
You're talking about making money.
Making money.
The stock.
Yeah, because I remember the money was good, and I hit the right day. So that day was just like, that shit was multiplying, and I was just like, oh, shit, until I pulled some of it out, but I should have pulled all of it out.
That's what she said.
Yes. I think that would have been a good day, and if I could make changes, I would have invested a little bit more and pulled all of it out.
Okay.
Well, then now you could, because now you could fucking. Oh no, but that happened later. Huh. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like pulling the money out later. It wasn't that day you're talking about.
It would have been that day because that was the day when it peaked.
Oh, okay.
The day it peaked.
You pulled out.
And I was just like, all right, cool, like this is it. Yeah. And I pulled and then it started going down. Yeah. But instead of, because I had just started learning about like options and shit. And I took a chance on an option and I was up like fucking
tons.
It was a lot of money.
Okay.
Like it and like fucking 3,000-4,000%. I forgot. It was a lot of percent. And because options, like they pay you a lot. And so I was just like, at that point, I was like, man, like what if that shit does it again? I'm going to pull out half and I'm going to leave half. And I should not have left fucking half.
No, you should have taken it all around.
So I should have just banked everything. Yeah. And so if I could go back to that day, I think it was a good feeling, man. I was just like, man, like this is fuck. I had never experienced anything like that before. And, you know, and if I could change anything and until like, you know, if the next day comes, it's like, man, I cashed everything out.
Damn.
That'd have been a good day.
But.
And then I would have bought some pussy with it. No, I'm kidding. Jokes. Would not have bought pussy.
But the thing is, it's going to happen over. Over and over.
You never get tired of winning, Jericho.
I
never get tired of winning.
I understand.
Like
but
fucking Barlos is still holding.
That's why I said, hold. Hold. I still have a little bit of money in the cryptocurrency.
There you go.
It's going to go back up. You know,
yeah. Eventually,
you know, sidetrack. Bitcoin's at 73,000.
Yeah.
It's going to go back. It's going to go up to like 150, 200.
At least.
By the end of 2026.
At least.
Right now, if you can buy, you know, just buy some. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Damn. It's there. You going to call that?
Yeah. It's going to go. It's going
to
go.
Hey, fucking, this dude's like Walter Mercado when it comes to fucking Bitcoin,
that's
bro.
That's true. He's done that twice here on the Ask the Fellas show.
And we laughed at him both times.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, and I was like,
where's your money, loser?
Like, it's right there.
Five fucking cruises later.
I'm like, all my cruises are paid for. I ain't got no debt on the cruises, bro. I'm good, man. Yeah. Tattoos up the ass on my legs and shit.
Up the ass, too? Wow. Well, not up the ass. Fucking amazing, man. Fucking,
it's a saying. Remember the saying, up the ass, fool?
Oh, okay. I thought they were, like, drawing around your ass.
Nah, I don't have the octopus yet.
That's money right there. Right. That's money. Yeah. If you got people tattooing up the ass.
If you ever see an octopus legs coming out of my butt, you know I made it.
I don't know if you guys have seen it on fucking Instagram. This dude, he does, like comedic stuff on, like, Reels. And the guy's like, he's joking around how, like, the new kids, like, they have, the language is different.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, he used to be, like hardcore, like, in his day and shit. And so he was, like, telling the kids, man, like, fuck you guys, man. I'm fucking hard. Like, I'm hard. Like, you know? And the kids are laughing. What? Like, this boy has a boner. Like,
like no, not hard. I'm hard.
Yeah. And he kept using, like, different words. It was fucking funny, man.
Fuck, never see that, bro.
Yeah, but fuck these kids, man.
Fuck these kids.
Yeah. Would you do a Groundhog Day, Cherokee?
I would, man.
Really?
Yeah, what's your day?
It's the day that I met my wife.
Of course.
Come on. It was a lovely day.
So why can't I fuck someone for fucking 5 hours each, every fucking day, for the rest of however long I'm going to be reliving the same day?
No, you can't.
Because, you shut me down. You were like,
I did not.
You were like, Barlow's, but you're going to be fucking this every day until it's over. And it's the same girl. Yeah, bitch. Well, I fucking love her, obviously, right? Because I'm fucking her.
Oh, okay. I wasn't really sure which one you were talking
about. I wasn't
talking
about a random ass fucking
you're talking about
one night stand.
Somebody that you love right now.
No, not right now.
Oh, okay.
Someone that
meaning.
Like if I'm choosing a day, I'm choosing a girl that at the moment I love her.
Sure.
And I wouldn't mind spending every single day in bed with her for fucking hours.
That would be.
Maybe I should have said that.
Yeah, yeah.
That might have been better.
Maybe I should have elaborated. You know what? Go back and delete the first part and leave this part in. Yeah, that's what I meant.
See, that makes it sound all better.
Someone that I fucking truly fucking care about, and I wouldn't mind fucking seeing her every fucking single day.
That makes a big difference.
That's right. Good. That's good.
Shit.
So you'd rather be poor but having sex. Perfect.
Yeah, that's fuck it.
Exactly.
That's I wasn't poor.
No, not poor. I was just,
but that's a good day.
I mean,
not victorious.
I won't have options.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I meant to say.
I'm okay with it.
I'm a romantic. So it has to be the day I met my wife. Because it was a lovely day, by the way. And it was just something that I didn't expect. It was love at first sight.
Yeah.
But I didn't really think it was going to happen. So it that day, to me, still stands out, and I can still relive that day in my mind. And I want to relive that day for as long as I can.
And you met her at school?
I did.
And were you like skinny as a twig?
I sure was.
Damn.
She's Derek is like, I was robbing her. Fucking thug.
I was 135 soaking wet, bro.
God damn.
That's how much you weighed.
Probably. I don't remember. I remember on my license, I put 155, but that was a big ass lie. Big ass lie, bro.
Even the DMV was like.
They're like, you must have had cancer or something, huh?
You're like, I'm sorry, sir.
I was probably 140 at the heaviest, maybe, but man. I mean, that's skinny as fuck, man.
Yeah,
that's
I remember crazy. You and Tank were thin.
But we thought we were buff, bro. We thought we were fit, and it just wasn't the case, man.
Yeah. But you guys would grub, though. I remember you guys would eat and eat and...
Yeah.
And went and
eat the same shit and drink.
That wasn't the problem.
I don't understand why the fuck I was so big. maybe I had a thyroid issue. I mean, I still have my thyroid, but maybe they weren't working back then.
Maybe they were dormant.
Like, what the fuck? Why am I so big and we eat the same shit? God damn.
We would eat the same shit. But, babe, Tank used to eat way more than all of us.
He still fucking does.
But I don't know what it attribute the whole, like, I just couldn't gain weight. I never could gain weight. I would always eat a lot of food, but it was.
Well, it was all the parasites in your stomach.
That's probably what it was. My mom would always tell me that.
Hey.
Like, tienes una lumbriz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought she was bullshitting, but now I think it's
possible.
True.
It's possible. Like, it's still there.
I don't know. I can't gain weight.
You don't think so?
What do you mean you can't gain weight? You're not even, you're like a, well, you're good weight fool.
He's gaining, like, natural weight.
Yeah, you got the muscle.
But I can't gain, like, just like, if I eat, I still don't gain weight.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I stop eating for a week, man, I lose 10 pounds probably.
Okay.
You know what
I mean? Maybe you need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, that sounds like a lombriz, bro.
They got to go in there like, oh, yeah, sir. How long have you had this? Oh, my God. It's like 100 feet long. No.
Wait, but wouldn't they have seen it like when they did my colonoscopy?
I don't know. Maybe it's really good at hiding. Imagine? Shit.
Yeah, it's probably been there long enough where it blends in with the color. It's like, don't move. He's trying to get rid of us. Probably had like five of them in there and shit.
Damn.
Oh, man.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
A lombriz?
A lombriz.
People used to do that shit. Yeah, I heard some fool in high school did that shit.
Are you serious?
They went to TJ and they took those fucking pills or whatever. But no, it's basically you would put a parasite in your body.
That's fucking crazy. I heard that's a thing.
Yeah.
And it does help.
Yeah, and they would lose weight.
Yeah,
but the thing is, it could kill you if you don't kill it like in time.
If you don't get it out,
if it gets too big, it'll kill
like
you
have to take a shot or something that'll kill it, and then you shit it out.
You have to get dewormed.
Yeah, pretty much. Shit. But I heard some fool did that shit in high school, and I was like, what the fuck? And was he
gay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, he turned out to be gay.
Okay. I mean, that should have been a sign right there. No straight man's gonna be like, I'm put a lombriz in my stomach so I can fucking lose weight.
So I can shit it out.
And wait, how do you get it in? Do you like eat it or does it come in your ass?
I think it's a pill. Like in a pill.
Oh, it's in a pill. Okay.
Yeah.
Imagine if it's a suppository.
It's like, hold on, sir.
I know. It's wiggly.
There you go.
I feel a little funny as it's going up, but don't worry.
Yeah.
That was the old school Ozempic.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But they say even Ozempic's fucking trash, bro.
Like, really?
Yeah, I forgot what they said, but I'm sorry for even bringing it up. I have no real facts.
I know.
But they said Ozempic was,
I mean,
was
look bad. At look at our friends. I'm not going to name their names.
Come on.
We have friends?
Yeah.
Are they on our chat?
No, they are on our chat, yes.
Yeah. I
no.
You didn't know?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, so what? They're looking great, bro.
Yeah. They are. And that, not yet, well, you guys ruined it for me. I was just like, man, good job to her.
No, bitch.
No,
it was looking all of a sudden, great, bro. Yeah.
And don't look at me, motherfucker. This is all natural weight. Yeah.
That's cruise weight loss right there.
Oh, no, I probably gained like 5 pounds.
You did? Oh, yeah. I thought it was just all drinking and no eating.
No, there was plenty of eating.
I know. Oh, man.
Food. But
that's what you should do, bro. You should just go just drink up a storm and then just don't eat.
It's hard. That's hard.
You know what? Fucking Barlow's, when he sent out that picture on the chat where he didn't have a beard.
I thought it was real.
I was like, what did this motherfucker do to himself?
You should do that one day.
No, you shouldn't.
Hell,
he didn't look good.
I didn't look right.
Really?
I think he looked like the type of person you just want to punch in the face just because. Like, it just didn't go with him. Like,
really? One day we're gonna see him clean shaven, man.
I'm gonna do it one day.
You should.
It's gotta be like a good dare.
The day that you get married, how's that?
Nah, why the fuck would I do that? The girl's gonna fucking run away. Like, why the fuck you do that? I didn't meet you clean shaven. What the fuck? You do it for the wedding? What the fuck?
Have you seen those Instagrams
where people have like a weak chin and shit? Uh-huh. Like,
and they're like they shave their beard and they show to their daughter or they show their wife.
Oh yeah. And their wife is like, what?
What did you do? Oh man, when it's a negative reaction, I get so sad, man.
Yeah, like I don't know if it's real, but they say like Messi looks shitty without a beard.
Messi has a beard?
He does.
Oh,
right?
He has like a kind of like a small chin.
Yeah, okay. That he has
it's
like
it's like kind of like inward.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's like, dude, he goes from fucking stud to dud and shit.
No
like,
shit. Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't say that either, but
no?
Nah.
Yeah, really?
I don't think so.
Should we pull it up?
Well, you're talking about Lionel Messi.
Messi,
right?
Yeah.
I never seen him with a beard.
Wait, he has one.
Yeah, but I've never seen him without one.
Oh, without.
I'm sorry, with one. I've never seen him with one.
With one?
He has one all the time.
Really? I gotta look it up, man.
Him and then the other guy, the fucking basketball player too from the Rockets. Well, he used to be with the Houston Rockets.
James Harden.
Yeah, like he's had a fucking beard forever.
You know, you're right. You're right. He's always with a beard.
Yeah. Now, certain people, they need to have facial hair, man. It's just.
Yeah, I need facial hair.
I don't know, man. I think you look good without facial hair.
Really? Wow. He looked younger.
Yeah. He did look a lot younger.
He looked younger, but I don't know. Maybe it's because we're not used to seeing you.
Yeah.
But I was just like, no.
It will be shocking, though. Like, I think any of you guys, if you guys take off all your facial hair, you'll shock yourself. Because remember when we pledged, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we crossed, and we had to take off all our facial hair.
Yeah.
That was fucking weird,
I know.
Bro.
I have a picture of me without it. It kind of looked like the fucking picture I sent you guys.
And it freaks you out for the first few weeks until, like, it grows back, right? Yeah. But, like, me, it took, I think, 2 months to grow, like, the mustache that I had before.
He's like, I've been growing this shit for 2 months, man.
2 months. Two years. 2 years.
Fucking shit.
I still can't grow a fucking beard, bro. I can't. I just can't.
Yeah, I attempted once, man. That shit was pathetic.
Really?
Yeah.
You look good, bro.
But I can do this.
Oh,
but on the cheeks, that shit is just sprinkled and shit. It's
you guys got to get that roller that fucking makes little holes in your face.
That's the thing?
Yeah, those are real.
Those are real.
And then it makes your skin think that, you know, there is like a hair area or whatever.
Didn't know that.
I don't know the proper fucking medical term for it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, supposedly it works on the fucking head too. So.
Fucking 2027 Jerky with a beard. Let's
I know.
Do it. every time we go, we'll like roll his face and shit.
He does it so much, he's fucking bleeding and shit. I'm like, bro!
He's like, shut up, Jerky!
Too much!
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas, I got one more, man.
One more what?
One more question. One more question.
Okay.
All right, would you be able to stay friends with someone that treats you well but is a total jerk to people in the service industry?
Huh.
This guy's a total jerk.
No, I'm not.
Is he an ass?
I'm a jerk to all of you, not to the people in the service industry.
Man.
That's different.
Every time we would go to our favorite place, like if we go to Ola, we go to Tempo or whatever, and we show up a little late, somehow they're always upset at our table, and I'm like, oh my God, here we go.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
It'd be you.
Oh, shit. I don't tell them anything.
I'm like, oh my, because you guys were like, man, they're being jerks. I'm like, what's going on? And you're always leading the charge.
All right, whatever. So your answer is yes.
Yes. I would be friends with them no matter what.
Yeah. Man, what about you, Barlos? Well, I know you're the guy, but still.
I'm like,
you're not.
Probably not. No.
No.
What?
I'm like, you're stupid, bro. Don't be friends with those type of people, man. No, I mean, no. I try to treat people. I mean, they're not there because they want to be there. They're, you know, are having a great time. They're there because they're working. They have to make money,
right?
And they have to deal with people. So, no, I wouldn't. You know, treat people the way you want to be treated. So no. And you know what? You're right. I do have sometimes where I am a jerk.
Well. Do it where when we go to a new place and we're never going to come back.
So I did it. I did it on the cruise once at one of our bartenders.
No,
because I asked him for 4 drinks and he only gave me 2, and then fucking my daughter's uncle came up to me. He's like, "Hey, what happened? Where's our drinks?" I'm like, well, I asked this motherfucker for 4, and he only gave me 2, and then he's like, "Sir." Yeah, and he was right next to me.
Was he Norwegian?
No, he was fucking Indian. I can't do an Indian
fucking
accent.
Fucking Malaysia and shit.
He was a tick, tick, tick.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you did it at that place in Long Beach that one time, and I was like, oh, my
Where?
God.
Where?
That upstairs bar that we went to. It was a
Bobo's?
Few of us. I think it was Shomar's birthday or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Not Bobo's. The one by 2nd Street.
Oh, fucking Legends. No,
the upstairs one.
Whatever. Okay.
Whatever it was.
Oh, Ola.
Oh, it was Ola.
Yeah.
You're right.
All
right. And I was just putting my hand on my eyes. I'm like, oh my God, here we go.
Why did I do it?
Because they were fucking. They weren't expedient enough.
So they deserved it.
They kind of did. Oh, yes.
Right.
I know, but
okay, that's different.
I know, but I don't.
If it's because they're not doing well.
If it's deserving.
Yeah.
I think what he did was like she was passing by like can someone take our fucking order or something? And I was like, oh my God, here we go.
Oh, see,
I think my question is more about somebody who feels that servers are beneath
No,
just kind of talks down to fucking
people. No, like that. No.
Okay, thank you for
clarifying
that shit for us. Yeah. I was shocked. I was like, what?
No, they usually do deserve it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm still with the idea of like, you know what? They got a hard job, and I'm just going to be nice to them no matter what. But I was like, man, I'm going to get some spit on my food. I just know it.
That's true, too. Eat it.
That's the thing that I'm afraid of, man. I don't want to eat somebody's spit. I've always known that those people in the back are fucking ruthless, bro. Yeah. They'll do anything because their job is always mundane, right? They're always doing the same shit over and over again. And if the server goes in the back,
mundane, not mundane.
Oh fuck! I was like, oh yeah, that shit happens on Tuesdays too, Jerry.
But if the
ask Shomar.
Uh-huh. I'm going to spit in this drink next to my buying one.
But if the server goes to the back and say, hey, give him the special.
I give him
Oh, man, I'm not good. Because I used to work at a restaurant too, man. Uh-huh. And it used to be fun being a server. Uh-huh. But at the same time, like when you're hooking up with the little young waitresses and stuff, like the new girls and stuff, the new hostesses and everything. And like you get a new person. And the hostesses, like they were always nice to me. They always gave me the good tables. But when they don't like you, they'll give you the shitty tables, bro. Mm-hmm. And those servers would always go to the back and say, hey, we got a live one. Give them the fucking special. And, man, they would, like, they would give them, like, they give a little bit of snow, which is, like, tienen caspa. What do you call that?
Dandruff.
And they'll shake their head onto the fucking food. It looks fucking delicious because it's like Parmesan cheese.
It was decorative. What the fuck?
Right. And they fucking rub it all over their pits and stuff like that. Oh, man. They throw it on the floor. Yeah. Oops, 5-second rule. And it just, I wouldn't feel right about it. But, I mean, you know.
I'm confused on the movie.
What?
I know. I was trying to figure out what fucking movie that
was. When I used to work at Shenanigans.
Because first I thought... it's serving. Wait, server.
I was a server. Yeah. Yes, I was a server at Shenanigans.
Yeah, because I was thinking it was fucking Euro Trip at first. No, Road Trip at first. Trip. Yeah, but it wasn't that.
Shenanigans.
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
Servers.
Yeah, it wasn't your life.
No, yes, it was. I used to work at Shenanigans.
No, and you're not the Green Lantern.
I am.
The Green Lantern.
I was there later.
Like Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. You're not Ryan Reynolds.
No, I was. Yeah.
Serving.
Yes. I used to love that job. Love it.
Oh man, but yeah, like for me, I couldn't be friends with somebody like that, somebody that just kind of just a dick just because he feels he's better than people. Like fuck that. Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't want to go out with people like that, bro.
Just to do it, no. But sometimes they do deserve it.
Yeah, they deserve it.
Fuck, a lot of the times they do deserve it,
bro. So, not to cut you off, but on the cruise, if you find bartenders that are fucking awesome as fuck. You tip them well.
Yes.
And they will fucking hook you up. Like if your drinking package doesn't include the high tier shit, the top tier shit, they will start serving you the high tier shit.
Oh my gosh.
Just because you're giving them like $10,
nice
$20.
Tip. Yeah. And why would
you get to, and then you get to know them and you get to know where the fuck they're from. We had one guy, his name was Bullet, a fucking Turkish guy. That fool was the funniest motherfucker in the world, dude. Hilarious ass dude. He'll fucking hook that shit up, man.
Let me ask you, so if these people, when they're not working, can they hang out with you?
No, they can't. They're because they're always on. They're always working.
Always
working. 24/7.
There's no way they can.
I mean, they get breaks, they get the hour break, but they're not really. You know, on this ship, I didn't see a lot of them hanging out. On the ship from last year, I would see a lot of the performers hanging out, eating or whatever. But for the most part, they're not really hanging out, and they're not allowed to take any guests back to their quarters either.
That's some
bullshit. Or vice versa, they're not allowed to go to any of our quarters.
That's bullshit.
Yeah,
that's terrible, man. I know. I don't like that part of it.
I know it sucks, but
yeah, but they have like crazy fucking schedules, man.
Yeah,
they have crazy schedules because they're from different countries and shit. So it's like,
what does that mean?
No, like they're like say they're working 10 months on the fucking ship, let's say. And then they get to go home for like a month, and then
3 months or so,
or some shit.
This guy, that Bullet, he was on a 9-month contract. Then he goes home for 3 months, and he gets back on.
Yeah, like it's fucking, it's kind of fucked up, especially if you have a family, you know. Mm-hmm.
But they're usually younger people. Yeah, most of the time. But when you see an older person, it's like, oh shit, what the fuck.
Yeah, they're probably making good money on those ships, right?
I mean, that would be, you know what, that would be something to kind of research and find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's something you should look into, Jericho. Like, I think within the next couple of years, maybe take a cruise.
Oh, okay. That's not working.
Not to work there.
I thought you were saying, take a 9-month contract, bro.
Just do it.
You know what? That's not a bad idea, man. Because, you know, like, okay, like the Super Bowl and like the World Series, you can volunteer to like clean up, like have like clean up
trash, vomit.
No, okay, maybe probably vomit too, but like recyclables, whatever it was. But you can volunteer and you can watch the game.
Fuck that shit, bro.
Super Bowl.
I still wouldn't do it.
Volunteer and watch the game.
No.
And there's tons of people. I think they hired like 1,000 people or something.
So would you be like pretending to be cleaning and then just keep watching the game?
When we were at the World Series, they were just watching the game with a fucking bag in their hand. I was like, hey, man, how'd you get this job? Like, dude, we're volunteers. We're not even getting paid. I'm like, oh,
what? Oh, they're not even getting paid at all. See, yeah. I would go to the bathroom, pull out a fucking jersey, and just fucking
disappear.
Just fucking walk.
Exactly.
Yeah, fuck it. I mean, if I'm volunteering, they can't fire me.
Yeah. But then you can
just stand somewhere or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking Dodger Stadium. You can buy standing room only.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's huge.
When was the last time you went?
Fuck, it's been a while.
You can hang out at the bar. It's
about 10 years or less than 10 years.
Damn, did you know you can walk the entire stadium now?
No, I didn't know.
Damn.
They have a bar area where some people just sit there watching the game on the TV.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
What's the point, right?
Turn around. I know.
They just watch it on the TV.
You're like, man, I wish I was there. Bitch.
But they're having a good time, though. Like, it's a really big bar. They have two, one on each side of the outfield.
All right.
Dodger Stadium is fucking it's an amazing fucking stadium.
It's a party now.
And they're looking to change it to make it look more like a fucking football stadium where it's like fucking kind of enclosed completely. They're looking at a $4 billion fucking renovation on it.
Well, shit, they got the money, right?
Yeah, yeah. They do.
They got the new naming rights to the field. That's $700 million right there.
Yeah, with that Asian company.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah, Dodgers are fucking...
Wow.
They're rolling.
They're fucking stacked.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I need to go, man.
We should go to a game. Yeah. We definitely have to go. I didn't go to a game last year at all. Like, not even one fucking game.
I'm not trying to go to Hello Kitty night, man. That shit was ridiculous.
Hell nah.
Fucking $200-something dollars for
one ticket?
One ticket.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think apparently Shomar's going.
Shit. Yeah. I spent $200 for two people, including parking, I think, but I sat like way the fuck far, and I don't sit out there. I went with my goddaughter. Yeah. I'm like $200 for two people. That's fucking insane, man.
Just to buy a Hello Kitty, just to get a cheap ass Hello Kitty.
Oh, I didn't even get Hello Kitty anything. We just went for a regular day.
Oh, okay.
So, man, can you imagine? Yeah. I think my wife spent $170 for two tickets.
Okay.
For a future game, it's not nothing special about that one either. So I was like, I gotta fucking give her some money.
Yeah, no, she's expensive, man.
Mm-hmm. No, prices are fucking bad. They're pretty bad.
Anyway,
go Dodgers.
This is your girl, Ashley Lana, and you're listening to the Ask the Fellas show at Wasting Time Radio, where even us ladies can be lady fellows.
All right, fellas. It's time to get out of here, man.
Already?
We gave these people a good show already.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I hope so.
I don't have any plans next week. So, you know, I might be able to do a show next week.
Might. All
right. Yeah, I might.
All right.
Depends on what I decide.
All right. Sounds promising.
Yeah, promising. Yeah. I don't have a trip.
Wait, aren't you going to Vegas?
Yeah, but that's in 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah. And it's only for one night.
Okay. Yeah. Make sure you get a stiff drink, man.
I will.
The stiffest.
With that said, hey, great time. But yeah, you know, hopefully next week. With that said, zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers.
Yeah, man. Fun fucking show, man. Too bad Shomar couldn't join us. But yeah, we had a good time. A lot of good laughs. A lot of random fucking topics. Yeah. So with that said, I was going to say zip it up, zip it down. what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I want to talk to you guys about a movie that I watched this week. It was fucking amazing, man. It was an actual movie. Like,
amazing.
Like, it was amazing, yes. Shit. Because the movies nowadays, man, they're not impressive. Right.
But it's because you watch them on D-Box.
I do, but D-Box is amazing. This one actually came out on Netflix.
Oh, okay, okay.
And it was called Blackberry.
Oh, I used to have a Blackberry.
Yes, you did. That's why I thought you would fucking be so excited about it, man. It's about the rise and fall of BlackBerry, but it was an amazing story. It talked about like the early beginnings and how they went from zero to like 1,000%, and then iPhone came in and just kind of ruined the party, man. But all in all, I really enjoyed this film. And I think you guys will too, man. So just take a look at it. It's free. It's on fucking Netflix. Actually, it's not free. You know it's going to go up to $28 a month now?
Holy shit.
Yes. So I don't know if it's gonna last in my fucking portfolio.
Man. Sucks for my cousin. I pay her.
Yeah.
28,
man. That's fucking insane, man. So with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind it.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.